This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
All right, time for the Tweet Bag. We still got a little room for more at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. You can send those in. Email Connor or Josho at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. I got some emails earlier. I see a bunch of tweets. I see a few texts.
Wow.
So we'll get to them all in the next
so many
about,
friends.
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes here. Let's do it.
All right. We begin with
the good bag.
Email from Brian with a Y.
Brian with a Y.
People love conspiracy theories, and here is one I've never heard anyone mention that I can 100% get behind. EVs, electronic vehicles, are a scam being pushed by the travel industry to get people to either fly more or stay at more hotels. With the limited range, about 300 miles, EVs will destroy the American road trip because people will either need to fly places and rent a car where they're going, or take longer to get there and stay at numerous hotels along the way. Thoughts?
So what Brian is suggesting is that they are purposefully destroying road trips at the expense of, it's at the expense of road trips. So that the hotels and the rental cars continue to see bumps. So we get better out of that. Now, I don't know why we would feel the need to purposefully prop up hotels and rental cars. That seems mildly random. But I have been frustrated by the disappearance of the Great American Road Trip. I do love the Great American Road Trip.
It is great.
It is awesome. I've said this before. I think I've even said it before on this very segment. Like, taking road trips with my family to random places or to visit family, like on the East Coast. I mean, like, it sucked. It was horrible. I watched Mr. Deeds 100 times on the TV and the drop down, you know, minivan, whatever thing. It all sounds so regrettable, but I believe that I'm a better person for having either visited those places and B, just having to go through the experience of suffering through that entire thing as a child. Like I think that has hardened me as a human.
So we got a comment on YouTube here from Sean.
Hey, Sean.
That says, hey, that guy knows you can charge an EV and drive it more, right?
Well, but you have to stop for a long period of time and charge it. Like, at least I don't bank the time in my road trips to stop for 40 minutes every 300 miles. That's not in the cards for me.
And I think that's what Brian is saying, that in his mind, the conspiracy is I'll stop more frequently,
right,
and charge it. Now, I don't think you need to rent a hotel every time you're
not necessarily
staying.
Not necessarily, but I think from what I've read about, like, it takes a period of time, like,
yeah,
an hour or more.
Yeah, my friend has a Tesla, and when they go on road trips, he's like, yeah, I just...
It's not like you could just charge it for 10 minutes, get like 100, mm-hmm, you know, get 50 miles of juice out of it, and then go again. No, you're going to do the whole thing.
We'll go, we'll stop somewhere to eat, and by the time we're done eating, 45 minutes to an hour, whatever, we'll have it fully charged, and we'll be back on the road.
I have considered getting an electric car before. Obviously, there's many things that are holding me back from this, chiefly the price. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, like, I thought about the feasibility of it. Like, what would I, could it potentially be worth it over this period of time if I'm not paying for gas? Well, you have to get the charger, and, you know, that costs power and electric money at your house and things like this. If you get the house charger, which costs an extra however many amount of dollars. And then I do like to take road trips. Like, I do like to drive to wherever I can get to, if at all possible, and if I have the time to do so. And the electric car would not support that. It would not support that as well as I'd like it to. So I don't know if you're on to something. I don't mind the thought process, though.
Yeah, I don't mind the thought process, but I would tend to gravitate more towards they're just really bad at it right now, the EVs.
Yeah, so maybe one day we'll get to like 1,000 miles.
They were told they had to have them out by 2020, whatever. Mm. So they did it.
It's possible. We get a second one from Brian, by the way.
Oh.
Now that the Leafs have failed once again to make it out of the first round, which long-suffering franchise will get a championship first, the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Cleveland Guardians?
I'm going to say the Leafs because the hockey playoffs are I guess the baseball playoffs are pretty random lately, too.
Yeah.
Guardians are better than the Maple Leafs today.
Mm-hmm. Guardians are good right now. Mm-hmm. I will remind you, of course, that they have been very good for the majority of the last decade. They've been in postseason contention basically every year and have come out with nothing. Except for that Rajay Davis home run. That was cool.
I guess I will say the Guardians.
Yeah, I think so too.
Both seem unlikely.
It's not necessarily a team that, like, you're asking yourself the question, okay, they've had all this pitching. It's a team that's been built to win in the playoffs. They have a little bit of star power. Why hasn't it happened yet? And that will then lead you to the same question. Well, because it hasn't happened yet, then it probably won't happen. It has a chance to get to that point again, but it will continue to not happen. I guess I'll go with the Guardians as well. Most of it is a lack of knowledge about the Leafs. I'm not sure about the Leafs.
They're cursed.
They seem a little cursed.
All you need to know.
Seem a little cursed. All right, onward.
Oh, yeah, that's my job. Sorry. Star Wars Fiend tweets in.
Hey, Star Wars Fiend, what's up?
Connor, you're a Royals fan.
I am.
I'm a diehard Royals fan. It's not even the middle of May, and the Royals are 21-16. Where is this going?
This is Star Wars Fiend?
Yeah.
This is Darth.
Well,
you think it's the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same picture.
Hmm. All right.
Where is this going? Is it too early to say that we are contending or taking this division?
Oh boy. Ooh. You gotta realize what I'm fighting with here, right? So, what they did in April was a surprise. It was a surprise. It was a good surprise. It was, with that being said, and now into May, is they've been fine in this month too, although they blew the game last night. Like a month plus 5 weeks is not a small sample size. It's not a small period of time during a season. I think some of what they did in the first month is a little unsustainable. They've gotten something like 17 out of their first 38. Hilariously, 1738. But it's something like that. I could find the information for you right now. But it's about 50% of their starts so far this year have been quality starts by pitchers.
That's very good.
It's 18 quality starts through 37 games. Last year through 37 games, they had 5 quality starts.
Wow.
Now, that underlines a couple things. Number one, the rotation was horrible last year. Number two, it's a lot better this year. Is it that good? I don't know. Can it be for that period of time? I don't know. The bullpen has faltered at times. Bobby Witt Jr. like is legit, right?
Yes.
Can Salvador Perez be an MVP candidate at age 33 all year long? I kind of feel like I doubt that.
I feel like it's going to tail off towards August, if not sooner.
So will they hang around? I believe so. How long is the question? And but with that being said, like I don't, if you compare them to the other teams in the division, there's not a whole lot that differentiates the other teams from them that makes them so much better than the Royals are, right? Like the Royals have star power. The Royals have good front end starting pitching. The Royals have a halfway decent bullpen. Mm-hmm. So I think the question ultimately is like, why not us? Why not them? Mm-hmm. Why not the Royals? And I don't have an answer for you other than grappling with every year of my life except for two.
37 games into the season,
yeah,
you are 5 games above 500.
Yep.
You're tied for the fifth.
They're on a 92 win pace, Josh. Like, yeah. Are they going to win 92 games? Kind of feel like no.
Probably not.
Kind of feel like no.
Tied with the Twins for the fifth and sixth spots if the season ended today.
Does 88 get you into the playoffs in the American League? Does 90 get you into the playoffs in the American League? Probably.
You
got to win 90 games. And 90 yeah. games is a lot of games. That's way far beyond what my expectations were for them this year.
Royals fans need to hope that those teams in the AL West beat each other up all season long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that that you or the Twins or whoever beat up on the White yeah, Sox.
It's going to be a crowded wild card race. Yeah. I just don't. There's definitely a path. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. To the playoffs, but that should not be the bearing for success this year. Like I didn't need them to go to the playoffs this year. I needed them to be exactly where they are right now. I needed to have fun this summer, and they've set us up for a fun summer.
You needed Bobby Witt to take the next step.
I needed James MacArthur to come into White Horse by Chris Stapleton. That's what I needed, and I got it.
Email from Kip.
Hey, Kip.
I'm a high school teacher, and the new words the kids use every month, Riz, Cap. What is that last one? Yeah. Did I make a swear? Did I make a swear?
I don't think so. Okay. It's a little questionable. It's a little questionable.
Don't put it in an email.
We got a high school student in here.
If you put it on the prompter, I'm going to read it.
It's mildly questionable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just talking about that before we started the segment. It's hard to keep up with. Where do these words come from? There's always been slang, but who gets credit for starting these things? Someone somewhere said Riz first, and it spread all across the country.
That's a great question.
Slang phrase?
I wonder this every day. How do things become popular? I wonder it with Taylor Swift. Like, what? I get it. She makes music. She's popular. Why did she ascend to mega superstardom? I have no idea. Why do these things become things? Why does... I guess when you get to the bottom, like...
That's what I said?
Yes, you said that. Word of mouth is always the best thing that you could possibly get, right?
Definitely.
It is like in something happening in a genuine, organic way as is as good as it could develop. And for whatever reason, all of these words have grown in an organic way on weirdo social media.
I have found specifically the origin point of Riz.
Yeah, I mean, we know what it means.
I know what it means,
okay.
But the person who
did this?
A Twitch and YouTube content creator, Kai Sanat. We got a young in the studio. I was gonna use him as a joke with friends. Obviously, if you're an old who might not understand, Riz is short for romantic charisma. Riz.
It's a great question. I wish I knew the answer to it. But I don't. I don't know why things become things.
I feel like we probably could start one. It'd probably have to be like a Husker one, because that's where it would catch. Like,
yeah.
If we just tried to create like a global one, I don't know if it would catch.
But you can't say out loud like we're trying to create a new word.
Someone had to say Skurs for the first time.
Yeah, but that's stupid anyway.
Well, all of these are stupid, okay?
Yeah. I kind of like... No, I don't really like any of them. I was going to make an argument for one of those words, but I really can't do it. Anything else? Because I got a couple from the text.
I got one on the tweets here from Ethan.
Okay, Ethan, what up?
Why didn't the Oompa Loompas band together and overthrow Wonka and take the factory for themselves? There were like 95 of them versus one Wonka. They could have easily done it.
They thought they weren't capable, I think, physically.
Yeah,
I mean, he's right. I think they miscalculated.
Mm-hmm. They miscalculated, but I believe that Wonka worked them to the bone, and they didn't have the spirit.
Wonka didn't have any kind of like magical powers over them, did he?
Not in the Gene Wilder version. The
yeah,
only
which is
version
the real
that
version.
Should. Thank you. God, thank you.
Yeah. Great take. I love that movie.
Good.
I don't think he had any sort of like, you know, magical powers over them to like make them do stuff on command or anything.
I mean,
like
he had
that
but like flute or whatever.
They were definitely his. I mean, like that was the old school. Really, you could make an argument that Willy Wonka, or whatever that movie is called, Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, mm-hmm. or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory mm-hmm. is actually the prequel to Minions.
Okay.
The Oompa Loompas really were just the Minions.
That tracks, actually.
And
yeah.
So the Minions...
One of the same characteristics.
The Minions eventually did not... They did not take direction from their Gru. Fearless leader anymore, Gru, a.k.a. Nikola Jokic. And so they could... Theoretically, the Oompa Loompas could have revolted for sure. For sure.
Wow, yeah.
But wow. they were very used to being connected so deeply with their fearless leader, Mr. Wonka.
Well, that's what people, like, if you're holding someone hostage, like, that's what you do. You gaslight them into thinking, like, hey,
yeah.
you will not make it on your own.
Right, right. And so Wonka had that over them, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Oompa Loompas did not bring themselves to turning on the old decrepit man. Remember he walked out with a cane? Turned out he was actually okay.
We're going somewhere cool? Okay, yeah, I can walk, actually.
Let's see. Here's from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Are you ready for the playhouse? Hashtag tweetbag. Don't know what that means.
I'm not familiar with what the Omaha Community Playhouse's schedule is.
Yeah, I'm not either. It's just that it just says that. Hashtag tweetbag. Not sure why. Let's see. Jesse. Remember those? Remember those stupid boots Britney Spears made popular? I still see them occasionally.
I do not remember those boots.
I don't remember the stupid boots either.
Britney Spears boots.
Nope, I don't remember the Britney Spears boots.
No, I don't remember. This is a bunch of cowboy boots is what it gives me.
That's good. From the 402.
Hi, 402.
For the love of God, can we please stop calling hot dogs glizzies?
Yeah, would love for America to...
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I would like that, too. I don't know why we did that. That's another great origin story, I'm sure. But I do not support that. I do not support that endeavor. Potential poll question here from the text line. Was Willy Wonka a cult leader? I mean, he kind of was.
Also, I was thinking, like, literal slave master.
Also, another thought on Wonka here and his relation to the Oompa Loompas from Sky on Twitter.
Hi, Sky.
Isn't the story that he rescued the Oompa Loompas from some sort of horrible situation and therefore they felt a sense of loyalty to him?
No, I haven't seen the Timothy Chalamet version.
Do they tell the origin story of the Oompa Loompas?
I believe that's part of it.
How has there not been a straight-up Oompa Loompa movie yet?
Right, that's the thing we all want to see. Now, I believe in the Johnny Depp version, he did save them from something. That rings a bell.
Okay.
But the movie's so terrible, and Johnny Depp is not someone we should be celebrating, by the way.
That's kind of what I was getting at before, though. Like, they felt attached mm-hmm. to him. They had served him for such a long time, so they... Wonka made it so it was virtually impossible and they would feel so much regret if they were to all cape up and then turn against him.
A lot of the audience is telling us that, yes, the Oompa Loompas felt loyalty.
There you go. So he had, it wasn't magical power, but it was, I mean, they basically, you know, brainwashed him.
Sure.
Could be just as powerful, Josh. Hmm. Could be just as powerful. Also, Charlie Bucket's teeth. Disaster.
That's one of the first moments of this show that I remember. You making me realize that Charlie Bucket's teeth were a literal hellscape.
Disaster. Bad stuff going on in there. For sure.
I want to look at these teeth again.
That's the tweet bag. Thanks for playing, everybody. We appreciate it greatly. We will come back. More to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.